Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already very late. Dismiss them, so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." Jesus said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" Jesus asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows, by hundreds and by fifties. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, Jesus said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragrance that was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. As the Gospel says, that there were 5,000 men, there probably were equally many women and children, so very large crowd. I always loved this particular Gospel because, you remember when I was in seminary, we had a priest teaching us Greek, and we would translate from the New Testament in the original Greek into English. And the word moved with pity is a beautiful Greek word, splunknizomai. Now, when you hear that word, splunknizomai, you say, so what? Well, the word literally means my whole body is moved with compassion. My bowels are moved with compassion. So it's not just a head trick. My whole self is put into this compassion that Jesus has for the crowds. So it's a beautiful image in a sense. And the reality is, as we look at the Gospel then, it isn't just the physical hunger that people have. You know that many people are hungry for love, for affection, for compassion, for understanding, for respect, for filling up their hearts. So let's look at the Gospel this way. How many loaves do you and I have? Look at your gifts and your talents today. The loaves of your gentleness, your kindness, your understanding, your forgiveness, your mercy. We each have many loaves to offer other people. Okay? Beware of them. Take those loaves, your gifts, your talents. Say the blessing. Bless God for the gifts and the talents that you have. Don't worry about what somebody else has or doesn't have. But what am I blessed with today, Lord? My understanding, my compassion, my smile, the way I might have a handshake with somebody. So give thanks for the blessings that God gives to you, your loaves today. Then break the load. You can't hold on to it. You got to be willing to break it, to share it, to give it to somebody else. If we try to hold on to it, then we're going to be very selfish people. And then, as Jesus says, then we give them away to others in love. And that goes back to the first reading as well. The love God has for you and for me. Every person you and I meet today is the face of Christ for us. We are the face of Christ to them. And when we love one another, we're loving the love of God. We'll never run out of God's love. And that's why we don't worry about, oh, gee, I can't solve the hunger of the world. I can't solve all these problems for love and affection. We do it, as Mother Teresa would say, one person at a time. So take a look at your loaves, your gifts. Give thanks to God. Break them. Give them to other people with great tenderness and love. And do it with everything within you.